King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. I just want to be with you. We give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great, greatly to be praised. We give glory to your name. Oh, Lord, glory to your name. Oh, Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. And so we ask, oh God, as we combine two songs for this morning, we ask that the King of Glory will come and fill this place where we're at right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We welcome your presence. We welcome your anointing. We welcome your God refreshing power. We welcome your love. We welcome your kindness. We welcome your mercies. We welcome you, God, into this, into our presence and into the glory and the atmosphere that we are setting right now during this morning prayer. King of glory, fill this place, because our desire at the end of the day and at the beginning of every single morning is for you to fill this place, because our desire is to be with you. We don't want anything else. We don't desire any riches, Lord, because those things are temporal. Lord, I don't want anything that satisfies my flesh to get in the way of me being pleasing to you or me receiving what you have for me. Lord, if becoming a rich man will stop from having a great relationship with you, then, Lord, I don't want riches. I don't want houses. I don't want land, God, but I just want to be with you. I just long to be in your presence. Lord, I just long to be in your midst, Lord, because there is a hunger and thirst that only can be quenched and only can be satisfied with you. King of glory, fill this place because I just want be with you. Lord, you are the very air that I breathe. You are the substance of life, God. You are the hope for today, my hope for tomorrow, and God, you are the victory in my past. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are so mindful of me. Oh, God, that you made me just a little bit lower than the angels, but you've given me the ability to declare that I've been redeemed, and you've given me the honor, oh, God, to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. And so as we bow down before you, and as we magnify and make your name great this morning, we give you the glory, God, and we give you the honor. We give you the praise. Hallelujah. God, all of my hallelujah, they belong to you. My worship, my adoration, my focus, and my attention, God, the glory and the honor, it all belongs to you, for you are mighty, and you are high and lifted up, Lord, and I can see your glory transcending the temple right now, not just filling this room, but filling your manservant and filling your maiden servant right where they are at this morning as we seek your face, and we come before your presence with singing, and we come before your presence with praise, God. We have made an atmosphere. We have made room for your glory. We have made room for you to rest in the midst of us. Oh, God, King of glory, God, fill this place. We just desire to be with you. Oh, God, to be connected to you. Oh, God, to be refreshed by you. Oh, God, to receive life from you. Come breathe on us right now, God. Send the four winds, oh, God, for the wind from the four corners of the earth and breathe life into your people right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We need you, God, right now, because we can't make it without you. It's an awesome understanding. It's an awesome understanding and clarity of mind to understand, Lord, that we are nothing without you. If it had not been for you on my side this morning, Lord, last night could have been my last night of sleep. It could have been a sleep unto slumber. But, Lord, you woke me up this morning, and not only did you wake me up this morning, but you've allowed me to see a brand new day with my right mind, a reasonable portion of health and strength and life, and that more abundantly. God, I rose this morning with my mind staying on you. So I woke up praising you. I woke up adoring you because I went to sleep with you on my mind last night. And since I was meditating on you, God, your glory and the anointing, God, that comes with carrying and waiting on you, God, was able to wake me up this morning, oh God, with a song of praise on my lips. King of glory, fill this place. I just want to be with you. And then we give glory to your name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. The psalm writer said, from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, your name is worthy. God, your name is so awesome, and your name is so mighty that your name is a strong tower, and the righteous can run into your name and find safety. God, there is power in your name. There is protection in your name. There is healing in your name. There is deliverance in your name. There is life in your name. There is renewal in your name. Oh, God, there is covering in your name. And so, God, we call on your grace and mighty name this morning, that you are so magnificent. And we just call you God, like we don't know you intimately, but because I know you and I have a relationship with you, I can call you Father. And I can say, good morning, Father. So we rise this morning to tell you good morning. Thank you for another day that you have made. Thank you for another opportunity to be in the land of the living. Thank you for your glory. Thank you for hearing our prayers. Thank you for coming to our rescue. Thank you for never leaving us or ever forsaking us. Thank you for another chance to say yes. There's so many things that we can thank you for that, Lord, we don't have enough time in this 15, 20 minutes to say it all. But, Lord, we bless you this morning, God, because you're worthy of the praise and you're worthy glory, and you're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of this sacrifice, Lord, that as we set time aside before we begin the hustle and the bustle of the day, Lord, we're committing to you that our wills don't need to be done, but we desire for your will to be done. But Lord, I don't want it to be that I'm contrary to you, but I want my ways to line up with your ways. I want my thoughts to line up with your thoughts, and I want my will, God, to line up with your will, and then when I ask anything, it'll be according to your will, and it shall be done. I don't want to ask anything amiss, so God, I ask for your glory this morning, because glory is what I long for. Your glory is what if I keep your glory, God, if I have your presence, then I have everything that I need. I don't need riches. I don't need, God, physical things, Lord, because those things are temporal. But Lord, I want a little bit more love, because I need to love more. Lord, I want more of your joy, more of your meekness and temperance. I know I need more of your long-suffering and gentleness, Lord. I need a little bit more faith, God. I need your goodness, Lord. I want more of your spirit. So, Lord, I ask, oh, God, that Holy Ghost, you would come to more and have your way in the lives of your people today. We're looking for spiritual fruit of 2018. And as we continue to march our way towards Pentecost, Lord, spring up a revival that as we set this flesh aside and we put this flesh under subjection, God, that you would get the glory out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we want your Pentecostal power, your spirit to fall afresh on us every single day as we march our way towards Pentecost. Send a revival even right now. Honor our consecration and honor our commitment to you and honor our prayers to you. For the effectual and fervent prayer of the righteous, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. We come before you in prayer because we know you as a prayer answering Savior. We know you as a promise keeper. We know you as a way maker, a strong power, a miracle worker, the light in the darkness. God, we know you, God, intimately because your track record is sure and your track record, oh God, has not changed. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. And because of who you are, I give you glory this morning. Because of who you are, you're worthy of a praise. King of glory. Fill this place. Our souls desire to be with you. We can't make it in this evil day and time without you. So we won't lean unto our own understanding. We seek your face this morning because we're looking for direction. We need your anointing. We need your power. We need your strength. We need you to walk with us. We need you to talk with us. We need you to order our footsteps, Lord. We are needy people because we are nothing without you. We can't live without you. We can't breathe without you, Lord, and we can't have our very being without you. But we just want to make sure that it's understandable, that our placement before you is sure. We bow down before you, and we declare that you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. We bow down before you, O God, this morning to surrender to your will. Not my will, but let thine will be done. We bow down before you, O God, because you are worthy of praise and worthy of adoration. O God, the seraphim can only declare, holy, holy, holy. They were magnifying you, O God, with two wings waving, O God, two wings lifted up, God, and the other two wings doing something else, and they cried out, holy, holy, holy. Because you are a holy God, and there is none like you. Magnificent in all your ways. Glorious in all your ways. And so, Lord, we don't have many petitions this morning, but we just ask that your glory would come and fill the place. Because if your glory comes and fill the place, then we have adequately everything we need. And not just adequately, Lord, because that's a subpar or adequate or a mediocre God, but you do things exceeding abundantly above all that we can ever ask or think. And so, God, if you come and fill us with your glory, God, you can make it so that it runs over and that your glory would fill the room right where we're at, whether it's in our car or in our bedroom or in our kitchen or at work or at school, wherever we are at, Lord, we ask that your glory come fill this place because we desire to be with you. Walk with us and talk with us today. We thank you, God, for as I end, for the reminder yesterday during our Bible study that you have reconciled us back unto you. No longer, as I remember and I end, God, no longer do I have to worry about my old ways because old things pass away, and behold, you've made me new. I may have fallen short of your glory yesterday, but gratefully, God, you've allowed me to receive mercy today, and I'm new, God. And because I'm new in you, I have been reconciled back to my Father. No more am I disconnected. No more am I disenchanted. No more am I filthy and crimson stained. But I've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, and he has reconciled me or changed my relationship with you. Thank you, God, for having a plan for my life. And that plan involved you. You gave me the greatest gift. You couldn't have given me anything better than a relationship with you. But to grow our relationship with you today, give us to pray because men ought to always pray and not faint. And not just pray, God, but give us to worship you in spirit and in truth. Put a song of praise, a song of adoration, a song of worship on our lips, Lord, that we would sing to your glory all day long. And then if we take time to pray and we take time to praise you, Lord, then you'll be with us all day long because you hear our prayers and you inhabit our praises. So, Lord, you've given us a blueprint to be with you all day long. I just want to be with you. And so bless us today. Order our footsteps today. Help us to be cities that are set upon a hill that cannot be hid, so that our lights may shine and men may see our good works, but we direct them to give you the glory and the honor and the praise. Help us to be a living epistle read of men, God, that we may share with someone the reason why we hope and we believe in you. Let us not fail, God, when someone questions or asks the reason for our hope. God, you've been such a way maker. You've been such a strong tower. You turned my life around, God, and we have a testimony to be able to share. And then also, God, give us an opportunity to be a witness to someone who needs to know that you still save and that you still deliver and that you still set free. I pray for the people of God everywhere. I pray for the members of Praise Center, God. I pray that you would bless them, keep them, and strengthen them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as you move us towards greater. You have greater in store for me today, not just tomorrow, not just next week, but right where I'm at right now to make a way in the wilderness. God, that's greater. You can send streams in the desert, Lord. That's greater. And that's what you have spoken into the lives of these, your people. I speak greater into each and everyone's lives in the name of Jesus. A greater relationship with you. A greater effect in ministry, Lord. I pray for greater in their finances. Greater in their relationships. Greater in their ministry, God, greater on their jobs, God, greater in their physical bodies, Lord, greater, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And then bless us, as this is our last corporate prayer of the week. Lead us and guide us and direct us and bring us back together again, more empowered, more encouraged, as we continue to remain steadfast in you. King of glory. We ask that you would come fill this place because we just want to be with you. We give you glory. We give you praise. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We say thank God, amen, and amen.